This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Depending on who you ask, we are in this country about 3 million houses short of demand, give or take. So if you're limiting your house hunting to traditional housing, you might come up a little empty-handed. Non-traditional housing, though, schools, churches, sailboats, bowling alleys even, bit of a different story. Here's today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
I'm Henry Pyle.
I'm Kate Mills. And we are at Winterland Hall in Livermore Falls, Maine. We are actually in East Nashville, which is the Brooklyn of Nashville, if you will.
Yeah, as many coffee shops as there are people.
Yeah, but East Nashville did not start off that way.
It was a beautiful location. The neighborhood was quiet. And then slowly but surely, a house that was originally sold for what, like $29,000 back in the day, was selling for $500,000. And that's when we were like, what's happening to our neighborhood?
We were, quite honestly, gentrified out of our own neighborhood. I would have left Nashville forever ago if it wasn't for the kids. You know, before the pandemic, we were talking about, let's move overseas. We're going to be empty nesters. Let's start over. Then the pandemic came and we kind of rethought that and said, where else could we go? There is not a single state that I did not look at houses in.
I would go to bed and wake up in the morning and have 25 home listings that Kate had found. That was on a light day.
Someone's got to do it. And I really knew that I would go anywhere and I would live in anything.
If it was a place that was not meant to be inhabited, Kate wanted to live in it.
Henry was still coming to grips with wanting to live in a city, wanting some sidewalks, wanting, you know, people. But what we wanted to do is be financially free and unburdened.
When she found Grange Halls here in Maine, the first one that she sent me that we just had to tour had holes in the floor. The windows weren't even fit in their frames because it was so foundationally crooked. She's saying, I wanted a sidewalk, but maybe what I wanted was just not a drafty home.
I was having a really hard time in anywhere in the world finding this magical house. We were now so desperate that we're looking at houses at for $650,000, $700,000, the exact opposite of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I said, we have to refocus. Let me tempt you with this 4,700 square foot house in Maine on 3.5 acres, beautiful, and we could pay cash for it.
You said, this gives us everything we want, everything we really want. And we called the agent a few days later, and we made an offer. And what did you say, Katie?
We're Mainers.
We're Mainers.
But we'll never be Mainers. Nobody here will ever call us a Mainer.
No. This house checked all the boxes of all the things I didn't want. It's next to a busy highway. There's a junkyard next door. I didn't know I didn't want that. Turns out I didn't want that.
Don't forget, there's also a train and an airport within 50 feet from us.
And you know what? All of these things are actually so charming in person. I mean, it's great. It's all these things you didn't know that you really wanted.
At the end of the day, I'm super happy that we did what we did, how we did it.
That's right. Our oldest was just up here this past weekend. And, you know, the message that we gave to him was, life's an adventure. Have an adventure. You got to risk it, you know?
I kind of told him life is a highway. And for me, I want to ride it all night long.
Kate Mills and Henry Pyle having an adventure out in Livermore Falls, Maine. We cannot do this series without you, no matter what kind of house you live in or are hunting for. Tell us about it, would you? Marketplace.org/adventures in housing.